to commission on there. And it was when the overall forensic services was being reviewed by the government, and they're requiring interim secure facilities locally. Because in Rotherham we were sending a lot of patients out of the area that requires that level of security. And Princess Mary Ward, as it was, lent itself to be converted into a small unit. And that's what we did, and provide that I believe it was 10-bedded secure facilities. That was the forerunner to Wathwood Hospital. And Jim Lee, the then senior nurse, who was my boss at the time, and myself, set the unit up, along with some of the staff who we still got here, actually. One of them has just come back to work for me now. We set the unit up, and we took people from the psychiatric wards up here that was too disturbed. It was too disturbed to be nursed on the wards up here. We also took individuals from the courts for assessment. And we've had varying ranges of mental health, and people with a lot of severe disturbed behavior problem, especially those that's been accused of murder, arsonists, and severe assaults from Sheffield courts as well, because Sheffield didn't have such a unit, so we took a lot of people from the Sheffield courts for assessment prior to their standing trial.
What was it like working someone like that and being involved in the setting up of it for on a personal?
It's very pleasing, actually. I think it's just an everyday job. You just get on with it and treat people as individuals, and everything was fine.
Brilliant. In terms of when the whole hospital became focused around also having the, older people moved in as well, what was the feeling around the hospital then? Obviously, it would have changed from having lots of different ages through the hospital.
It was, no, the hospital, first of all, when it's changed over to the mental health unit, was all older people,
okay.
Apart from the outpatient side of it, and then the forensic came afterwards.
Okay.
And I think everybody who works in Doncaster Gate's site at the time, and people around, embraces the older people coming on site and what was happening there. We used to get a lot of visitors. We had friends of Doncaster Gate who was actually involved in raising... in doing some charity work and raising funds to take patients out. And there was a full social interaction with the local community, because the patients used to go to the Conservative Club, which was at the bottom of the road, for social activities, as well as in other parts of Rotherham as well. But there was a full engagement with the community at the time. And the staff who didn't work with those patients but work in the other departments welcomed those on site, because they had a few characters, individual characters out of the patients, you know, that they all loved. And they've had a few dignitary visitors like the Lord Mayor and several hundred birthday celebration parties, which the patients really enjoyed seeing them as well.